The next phase in maximizing soybean yields. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Farm Credit 100. America never stops growing, and thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. A soybean specialist at the University of Wisconsin says as farmers move beyond planting, the focus should shift towards two specific areas. More after this. University of Wisconsin soybean extension specialist Sean Conley says growers are planting earlier to try and capture some of what he calls free yield from a longer growing season. He tells Brownfield earlier planted soybeans tend to have more competition from weeds.
We tend to also be planting less seeds. I really encourage growers to get out there and make sure that those soybeans are clean. If we look at, depending on the row spacing, if you're on 30-inch row spacings, those beans need to be clean at V1, which is basically probably next week they need to be cleaned up. If you're on 15s or narrow rows, we gain another week to 10 days in getting those beans clean before we start seeing a significant yield loss. So I'm strongly encouraging growers to get out there and get after those weeds, because we tended to see this year, the soybeans were planted early. We had a little bit of a dry spell. Obviously, we're not dry right now, but some of those pre-emergence herbicides weren't activated. So we tend to see a lot of weed competition out there, so make sure you get out there and get after those weeds, because as we all know, that glyphosate isn't working as well as it used to, and we have the glyphosate-resistant weed issues. So get out there and manage those weeds so we don't have yield loss associated with weed interference.
Conley says a grower's fertility program is also critical for maximizing soybean yields this time of year.
I think one of the biggest inputs growers are skimping on this growing season was specifically phosphorus and potassium applications on the soybean side. Make sure you go out there, and if you haven't taken a recent soil test, get out there and get those soil tests and get that fertility levels amended. The main reason was we've been harvesting some record yields the past few years in the upper Midwest, and you know, as the growers realize, if you deliver those record yields, you're also delivering record amounts of fertilizer to the elevator or moving that from those fields. So make sure you go out there and make sure your fertility test levels are where they need to be to maximize yields. Because, again, for that input cost, you don't want to be shorting yourself with a little bit of fertilizer, and you don't want to be basically losing money by not investing in an input that has a positive return on investment like fertilizer applications do.
As for the use of seed treatments, Conley says research by the University of Wisconsin continues to show a positive return on investment for both corn and soybeans. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield, Ag News for America.